Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, star beings. What was that for? Bring you strength, bringing clarity for any and all who are feeling confused, lost, tired, who are feeling that they're not sure they can continue or that they're getting anywhere, that they're making progress. It's the old frequencies and the new frequencies clashing in your field that is creating this feeling of tiredness, of fatigue, exhaustion sometimes. But never fear. Fear is the worst thing you can do. When you feel fear, release it, send it back into the light. Say, not here, fear. Not here. Because what have you got to lose by trusting? That is true. I always kind of wonder, like, if I trust and I'm wrong, am I gonna like fail or fall or find myself without enough of something I need, like money or a place to live or love or whatever it is. Or self-respect. They say self-respect. Yes, that's true, self-respect. What to do when you feel afraid that the future will never arrive in the form that you have envisioned it? Okay, that's a good topic. The virtue of patience is important here. The principle of patience, we would call it a principle because it is a certain frequency of light energy that you can hold on to, that you can create in your field, that you can focus on. You know, when you focus on something, it amplifies it. It grows stronger. So when you focus on the qualities you want rather than the ones you don't, you are actually clearing your field and improving how you feel, improving your experience, making it more pleasurable, easier. This is why we don't advise you to linger on the fear or to linger on the feelings that you don't want, but instead turn your attention to something that will bring you peace, that will bring you joy, that will bring you happiness. Patience is something that many people dislike practicing. Yeah, patience isn't my favorite virtue, and it isn't one that I have the most of either. And this is not an accident that we're talking to you about patience today, because patience, what is a patience? What, in fact, is patience? That's a good question. Patience is the ability to maintain your faith that what you have chosen to create, you are creating, and it is about to manifest. It is in the process of being created for you internally. This is your difficulty. You can't see it, so you don't know that anything is happening, but much is happening. What kinds of things are happening? First, we want to finish talking about patience. Patience is a frequency of confidence, of knowing, of feeling at peace with what is, of acceptance. Patience and acceptance are similar frequencies. When you are patient, you are anticipating something to come and simultaneously accepting what is right now. Ah, that feels really good and really right. It's the combination. Yes, it is more than acceptance. It goes beyond acceptance because it does include the vision of what it is that you are hoping to complete, the experience, the creation that you want. You're holding that vision for what is to come, for your goal, your outcome, which is, of course, an interim outcome, as all human creation is interim, because none of it is eternal. It is ephemeral. The only creation you create that is eternal is the love, the light, the brilliance of your soul. You clear darkness from your soul when you allow yourself to heal old wounds and release fears. That is an eternal creation because your soul will be clearer and brighter. Your soul is like an energetic pane of glass, you could say. It carries the frequencies, the colors of all your emotional reactions to experiences you've had. All experiences and reactions you've held color your soul. It carries those frequencies. And so when you clear it of some of the lower frequencies, the heavier, the darker ones, fear and hatred and resentment and rage, the desire to hurt someone because you were hurt, when you allow those to be erased from your soul by attuning that energy to a higher frequency, such as love, acceptance, tolerance, peace, love for yourself and understanding, compassion, those higher frequencies remain in your soul and can remain there eternally as long as your consciousness does not recreate the lower frequencies through other experiences and other time, space, dimensions. Okay, so that was a little sidebar on the soul and the permanent creation or the long-term creation we can achieve when we're working with the frequencies that we carry in our eternal self, as opposed to the temporary creations, which are also valuable for our life on this earth. And that's what most of us are creating or consciously creating most of the time. That's what most of us are thinking about creating and intending to create. And so for that, you're saying we require patience, which is the combination of acceptance of what is and anticipation of what is to come. It's a very useful skill, patience, a very useful frequency to be able to create in your field. And patience alone could serve as an entire lesson, an entire session. We could teach and transmit patience because it's one of your most useful skills. Patience is a skill. Creating and holding it is a skill. Allowing it. There has been a lot of false belief about patience that it is that is for suckers. Yeah. That if you are too patient, you will miss an opportunity. That if you are unnecessarily patient, you are allowing someone else to take advantage of you or get ahead of you. To get ahead of you. It's based in competition. There is an idea that everything you do throughout your human life involves competition. You are constantly competing with others. That life is like a race, and if you're patient, you'll be left behind. Yes, and then we have that fable about the tortoise and the hare and how being impatient, racing ahead, sometimes doesn't achieve the outcome we want. So is the slow but steady approach more aligned with patience. It's showing me something like someone moving very fast, leaping, and then slowing down, and leaping and slowing down. There's not one rate of acceleration or creation that is correct or productive. Life does not happen at a perfect pace, at a consistent pace. Energy moves in waves and tides. We have said this before. Yeah. And that implies that sometimes the quantity of energy and the frequency of energy will be higher, greater, and other times there will be less quantity, and sometimes it'll be in the lower frequency ranges. Not negative, but more solid. So you have to work, you are working with both, with all frequencies as the creator that you are. Even though you don't know it, you are creating at an unconscious level. Your higher consciousness is creating all the time using the octaves of light, the frequencies of light, even those beyond what you can perceive as a human being. Your being self is always creating at those levels as well as in the frequency ranges that the human perceives, which are more the material ranges, ranges of frequencies. Okay, so we're like, it's too complicated to understand. That's the short answer. Your creation process goes on way beyond your conscious mind. And when you try to see and foresee the outcome with your conscious mind, you try to direct it, push it forward if it feels like it's not going fast enough, or you try to envision where it's going to end up or how it's going to end up more likely. That's when it gets beyond your capability to understand, and then you doubt and you fear. And the answer to all that is patience. Accept that if you know, if you are consciously aware that you are not conscious of everything going on in your own energy field and the energy field of the earth and other human beings, if you are consciously aware that there is tremendous change and tremendous creation going on, and that some of it is being inspired and spurred on, and accomplished by your higher frequency aspects in higher dimensions, then you can rest assured, and that means feel secure and allow yourself to be patient. Create patience and security in your energy field, and know that when it is the time for you to leap, you will be given a little push. You'll be shown how. You'll have the opportunity and the energy. You will always have the materials you need, which are energy frequencies that give you physical energy, that give you inspiration, ideas. Your part of the creation is essential, but it is not, you are not the mastermind behind it. Not at your human level. At your higher level, yes, but not at your human level, you see. So the human is more like the engineer who has to wait for directions for the right moment to proceed. And when you're not getting those directions, instead of being afraid that nothing is happening and you're failing, we suggest very strongly that you simply turn your mind to patience, that you say no to fear, you send that fear consciously into the light of the One, the All, the Source, God. You send it to the Spirit and you say, dissolve this fear, transmute this fear into love. And you pull into your field love, and you pull in acceptance, and you pull in patience, and you pull in faith and trust. Those twin, are they twin frequencies or two different experiences of the same frequency? Trust and faith are expressing the same idea. It's one frequency flowing through the mind and the heart. So you call in trust and faith, clarity. Clarity, okay. Clarity is helpful. Trust and faith, security, clarity, acceptance of what is, and The trust and the faith are that the vision of what you want is being created. And that mix of frequencies creates patience. And you can call the whole thing patience. You can just call in patience and it will consist of all those frequencies. Or you can call them in individually and focus on each one and magnify. Magnify patience in your field. And magnify clarity so that you know that you will receive a signal when it's time to leap forward, when it's time to take new action. You will know what it is, you will have the energy to do it, and you will have the opportunity, which means that the doors will open. The right people will cross your path. People that will get in touch with you. People who will happen to be in the same place at the same time that you are. Introductions. Whatever it is that's needed for the next step for you in your creation will be provided. It is always provided. You are perfectly fine. You are perfectly on your path. Creation is your path. Creation is what human beings do while they're being human. Sometimes being is the best thing you can do. Being patient, being still, being at rest. Okay, well, before we go, would you please tune us all into patience then? Give us some patience frequencies. Some clarity, some acceptance, some trust and faith and security. Shake off all that isn't aligned with patience, all that could be worry or fear or anxiety or tiredness or lack of faith. Feel free to fall asleep, they're saying. Feel free, if you are lying down listening to this, to just allow yourself to go, to leave your body for a short time, and we will continue to attune your field. Thank you, star beings. Thank you for the blessings of this teaching. Thank you for helping us cross this divide between the lower and the higher frequencies. And thank you for helping us understand the process by which we create successfully our successful new lives. If you listeners would like to join the star beings and me for some more blessings and teachings on success, some more support for your new creation, we are offering a 3-class intensive course in October. You may sign up by going to SusanRensberger.com, or if you're on VoicesFromTheStars.com, there'll be a link there to take you also to the page where you can read more about the course. You can see a video of me explaining what we'll be teaching, what we'll be talking about. You will receive free lessons in audio form, free background recordings. Background meaning they're for you to listen to ideally before each session so you can absorb the material. You'll also receive a transcript and an outline of each one and a transcript of each one so that you know what the material is. This gives you the grounding for each lesson. And then we're just going to tune into the star beings and they're going to teach. And I'm going to be teaching with them. And they're going to take questions as well from the listeners, the audience, the participants. This is more like you're participating in a live channeling session. You're receiving material directly from source through the star beings that is tailored exactly to who you are and what you need. So it's a very special opportunity, very special. It's much more special than just a learning a class of that I could teach from what I know with my human mind, because what I know is how to tune into the higher mind. And that's what is going to make this an excellent course and really give you a boost. By doing this all, the three sessions fairly close together, it allows us just enough time to integrate the frequencies transmitted to us and at the same time propel us forward so that very rapidly we can move into more powerful creation. That's what we want. More powerful and successful creation and more confidence in our own success. So I want to invite you to go to SusanRensberger.com or VoicesFromTheStars.com and click on the link, the button that says sign up, and that will take you to all the information you need. You just make your commitment to be there, and the star beings will start working with you right away. That's their promise to you. So until next time, this is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from La Cumbre, Argentina. Many blessings, lots of light and love.
Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.